First Corinthians, chapter 6. Do not bring another Christian to court. When you have a complaint against a brother, how dare you bring it before pagan judges, instead of bringing it before God's people? Do you not know that you shall one day judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you incapable of judging such simple problems? Do you not know that we will even judge the angels? And could you not decide everyday affairs? But when you have ordinary cases to be judged, you bring them before those who are of no account in the church? Shame on you! Is there not even one among you wise enough to be the arbiter among believers? But no, one of you brings a suit against another one and files that suit before unbelievers. It is already a failure that you have suits against each other. Why do you not rather suffer wrong and receive some damage? But no, you wrong and injure others, and those are your brothers and sisters. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Make no mistake about it. Those who lead sexually immoral lives, or worship idols, or are adulterers, perverts, sodomites, or thieves, exploiters, drunkards, slanderers, or embezzlers, will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Some of you were like that, but you have been cleansed and consecrated to God, and have been set right with God by the name of the Lord Jesus and the Spirit of our God. Sexual immorality. Everything is lawful for me, but not everything is to my profit. Everything is lawful for me, but I will not become a slave of anything. Food is for the stomach, as the stomach is for food, and God will destroy them both. Yet the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. And God who raised the Lord will also raise us with his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ, and you would make that part of his body become a part of a prostitute? Never. But you well know that when you join yourselves to a prostitute, you become one with her. For Scripture says, the two will become one flesh. On the contrary, anyone united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Avoid unlawful sex entirely. Any other sin a person commits is outside the body, but those who commit sexual immorality sin against their own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, given by God? You belong no longer to yourselves. Remember at what price you have been bought, and make your body serve the glory of God.